This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Partly because of a less effective vaccine this season, flu activity has spread wide enough, fast enough in the U.S. for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to declare an epidemic. In this edition of KERA's consumer health series, Vital Signs, I talked about this along with prevention and treatment of flu with Dr. Glenn Hardesty, an emergency room physician at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital.
I'm trying to think. I mean, the worst flu season I saw was probably 2000, 2001, where I saw a significant number of people. We had deaths associated with it, and I haven't seen that with this flu season.
Even as much as this one?
No.
Tends to be widespread, and the CDC is calling it epidemic.
Here locally in Dallas, I have not. You see it usually the very young and very old, as you can see in most disease processes. Those are the two groups that are affected the most. We also see some people who have gotten vaccinated that have gotten the flu, but a much more mild form of the flu than those that haven't been vaccinated.
I see. Well, we're hearing now that the vaccine isn't as effective this year as in the past, mainly because of the H3N2 mutated.
But it does help some in preventing the disease and more severe forms of the disease.
So what is it that it still does that protects you?
Even though it may not be the exact virus, it's probably close enough to help the body mount an immune response. And I've seen this clinically with patients that have gotten very sick and have the bad cases of the flu this year are the ones that were not vaccinated. The ones that come in with much more milder symptoms, they're the ones that were vaccinated. And remember that the flu shot has to be given every flu season. One mistake that I've seen patients make is, have you gotten your flu shot this year? Well, yes. Well, when did you get it? I got it back in January. Well, no, it's only for that flu season this year, and it comes out in August to October.
So it only lasts that long?
The vaccine is kind of geared towards that predicted flu season, and also the vaccines fade over time. That's why we have to give boosters with most of our vaccines.
When somebody comes in with symptoms, and some of them are similar to what you'd have for a common cold or whatever, is there one particular symptom that determines you have the flu as opposed to something else?
Well, generally, if you look at it from just a clinical standpoint, your flu patients would have a low-grade fever, slight increase in their heart rate, body aches.
Is the ER where you should go with the flu?
Typically not, unless you have severe cases of people not being able to breathe. It's oftentimes better served in a different environment, you know, a doctor's office. You see a lot of the convenience care clinics these days.
That does just as well.
They do just as well. Best treatment for the flu is prevention of the flu, getting the flu immunization. If you're sick, stay away from people that are not sick. I mean,
certainly,
this is very, very simple.
Yeah.
If you do come down with the flu, there are some medications that can help shorten the course of the disease, Motrin or Tylenol, to keep your fever down.
Tamiflu.
If you get them within the first day or so of the disease, yes, it's recommended and can help. But it's not a treatment to where you take the pill and you feel great the next day.
It's a virus. So
it's a virus.
No cure.
It's going to run its course. So if you're going to do anything for the flu, prevention, 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 there's really no reason not to get your flu immunization.
Dr. Hardesty, thank you for being with me.
Oh, well, my pleasure.